The Bible says in Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened, the Bible says. So God is telling us that when we fear God, you know what that does? That prolongs our days. Why? Because we don't drink. We don't smoke. We don't do things that are displeasing. We don't fornicate. We don't commit adultery. Why? Because we fear God. And what does that do? That prolongs our days. You say, well, how does not drinking, you know, prolong your days? Well, I don't know, something called cirrhosis of the liver.
Right.
You know, I had an uncle who died of cirrhosis of the liver. He was saved. But guess what? He died.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I had a cousin who basically did so many drugs and abused his body so much that he died at in his 20s. And I remember talking to him, and he's on his deathbed, and he told me, Bruce, they said I'm going to die this week. And I said, well, you know, and I witnessed to him, and he says, I'm saved. I've already trusted Christ as my Savior. I know I can never lose my salvation. And he goes, he says, I prayed, though. He goes, and I believe God can deliver me from this. I didn't tell him this because I didn't think it was worth telling him. But I'm thinking to myself, he's not going to deliver you. He's not going to deliver you. And he goes, I believe God has done it before to other people. I believe he can do it again. And you know what I'm thinking? And I told him this. I said, well, you know what? I'll see you in heaven. I'll see you in heaven. I love him. He's my cousin. But you know what? He did that to himself. And we can't expect to live a life of sin. Thank you. We can't expect to live a life of sin and then jack our bodies up and then at the last minute just expect for God to deliver us of that, of our the consequences of our actions. Doesn't work that way.
Right.
Okay? You did that to your own self. You destroyed yourself. And we need to make sure that we don't allow these type of sins into our lives. Look, if for anything, live a clean life. Not just for yourself, but for your family.
Amen.
For your wife, for your children, for your husband, for the future, for souls. You know, what good are you? What good are you if you're just, if you die sooner and you know the gospel, you could have given it to hundreds and thousands of people. But you decide to destroy your own body, destroy your future, and die early. It's not worth it.
Amen. Amen.